Hello. We're in Philippians chapter 1, and we've just talked about how Paul saw his situation of being in chains as advancing the gospel. And we talked about his selfless humility. Beginning in verse 15 of chapter 1, it reads, "It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition and not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I am in chains. But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice. For I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, that what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet, what shall I choose? I don't know. I'm torn between two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far, but it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you again, your boasting in Christ Jesus will abound on account of me." So, Paul looks at his situation as advancing the gospel. When he goes a little deeper, he talks about the spirit of competition that exists with some of those who are in his location and preaching Christ out of selfish gain. And he contrasts that with preaching Christ out of goodwill, or a spirit of love. The latter do so out of love. Either way, he says, whether someone preaches Christ for selfish gain or whether someone preaches Christ out of a spirit of love, either way, preaching Christ benefits those who listen, those whom the Holy Spirit teaches and encourages. What we can see here is that a spirit of competition is not to be desired. Instead, as we read further, we understand that Paul is totally committed to being part of the body of Christ and a team player. He knows that to live is Christ, but to die is gain. And yet he says, if I remain in the body, I'm convinced that it will be for the body's well-being. I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you, again, your boasting in Christ will abound on account of me. Paul shows us that this commitment to others, this commitment to their joy and advancement in the gospel, this is the true nature of Christ in the spirit of love. Not to be in competition, but together to be helping the kingdom grow wherever we are, whatever we're doing to advance the gospel. We have a lot of competition among churches. It doesn't bode well. There's no need. We need to all make sure that we are centered on the message of Christ. And then arguments about dogmatics, Secondary doctrine. Romans chapter 14 tells us not to divide the body over such arguable matters. Instead, like Paul, let's choose to be committed to the advancement of the gospel wherever that may find roots. Have a great Sunday. See you next week.